You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We happen to be big fans of sandwiches. I have got my new all-time favorite. Anytime any of our listeners are anywhere in the vicinity of where they have Publix grocery stores, P-U-B-L-I-X, Publix, go to their deli, get one of their toasted Italian sandwiches.
Oh. Pretty good, huh? Where's the nearest Publix?
Gotta find one, man. Oh. Whatever you do. Get on a plane. I don't care.
We did a segment once many years ago. I wonder if it's time to bring that back. The segment was, what's the farthest you've ever gone just for food? You've traveled somewhere just for the food. Now, you might have done other things while you were there, but the reason you went was so that you could have a meal of something somewhere.
That's funny.
Anyway, there's a story that's out about sandwiches, and they surveyed a few thousand people, and they wanted to kind of build from this survey the perfect sandwich. And so before I give you the results of this, what's going into a perfect sandwich for you, cowboy?
Well, I am going to blow your mind and say I'm going to start with the base of the everything bagel, a toasted everything bagel.
Interesting.
With pepper jack cheese, roast beef, and some avocado.
Mm.
Mayonnaise is the lubrication on there.
Got it.
And then I think I'm good to go. There's something about the products, the everything products now. You can get it on regular bread. You can get it on hot dog buns. You can get it on bagels. They have little seasoning jars now full of the everything stuff that you can sprinkle on whatever you want. And something about that hits different. It just is so freaking tasty.
Interesting.
Yeah, I highly recommend.
I know you're not a fan of the PB&J. You think those are just for children. It's not my favorite, but I'm just trying to say that a little pro tip for some people. If you're in a hurry in the morning sometime, heat up an English muffin, toast that.
Okay.
PB&J on the English muffin and then out the door and eat that in the car.
Whoa. Game changer, huh?
So good.
I like the English muffin.
Yeah, remember I was going to do with my food truck, I was going to do Dom's Muffin Burgers.
Yeah, I've made those.
Just
yeah.
Cheeseburgers on, so they're smaller, but they're cheeseburgers on a buttered English muffin.
Yeah, they're tasty.
I know what I'm talking about.
It's good. You can make them at
my
home.
Food
try
truck,
it.
Dominic's Muffin Burgers was going to be
a muffin
hit.
Burger.
I know. Just the name alone would have made it a hit. People would see that food truck pulling up, and they'd be like,
oh, Muffin Burger's here.
The Muffin Burgers have arrived.
I found a hair in mine.
Oh. Anyway, so they surveyed all these people.
Okay.
And they found that ham and turkey were dominating.
Oh, the classics.
Yeah, classics,
the classics.
I guess.
Just plain old ham, plain old turkey.
Ugh, turkey.
There's so many options in the world of turkey now when it comes to deli meat. Get the peppered turkey or the buffalo turkey.
Or put that right in the trash and just go for the
roast beef on there is what you need to do.
When it came to breads, wheat, sourdough, and multigrain. By the way, that's the rest of that pro tip on that Publix Italian sandwich. Get it on their multigrain bread that they make there.
Okay.
58% of people prefer their sandwiches toasted. Then they had a whole cheese thing. Cheddar was number one, followed by Swiss. I gotta push back on this cheese thing. They don't have provolone until fifth. Don't you think provolone is
a pretty good
like
cheese.
One of God's gifts when it comes
it's a pretty
to sandwiches?
Good cheese. There's no
What's your go-to cheese?
I like smoked Gouda. Mine would be the pepper jack with the roast beef, but if you give me a little thin slice of smoked Gouda on there as well.
Smoked Gouda is very good.
Orgasmic.
Pepper jack was fourth, good. So that's good.
Yeah.
Then they go with the veggies and stuff. Okay, fine.
Yeah,
but
pickle.
What ruins it?
Yeah.
What?
A pickle, sure. Okay.
Throw a pickle on there.
That's my veggie.
What ruins it, this whole survey lost all of its credibility. Because they're building, as we said here, the perfect sandwich. And so they've got, you know, the ham and turkey and the wheat and sourdough and then the cheese and blah, 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 blah. Then you get to the condiments. And what do you suppose Americans chose as their number one condiment on a sandwich?
Well, ranch dressing.
No.
No?
No.
What
number
is it?
One vote getter.
What is it?
By the way, mustard was down in fifth place. This mayo was third.
Come on.
If I'm reacting the way I am.
The suspense is killing me, Dom.
Reacting the way that I am, you must be able to guess what horrific number one was.
I'm trying to act like I haven't read this story. Tell me what it is.
Flipping ketchup was number
one. Ketchup, you guys? Ketchup. Can you believe it? Ketchup
on
a sandwich?
America needs to up its game. Ketchup on a sandwich.
What are you recommending for the lubrication?
Well, mayo's always good, but spicy mustard. That Italian sandwich I was talking about? Spicy mustard.
Okay. That's pretty solid.
Ketchup?
Yuck. Yuck. It's for children. Disgusting. Gross.
All sorts of people now texting in suddenly their go-to sandwiches. Linda is going with peanut butter and Colby cheese. I would try that.
Don't ever text us again, Linda.
No, I would try that, Linda. I just want you to know it may not turn out to be that good, but I would certainly try it.
Jeremy, next time you make garlic bread, get the everything French or Italian bread at Walmart and use that. Jody, I had no idea. I would put that everything seasoning on cereal. I mean, no joke. There's something... It's the salt and the garlic mixture in it that just makes my tongue so happy. I would use it in foreplay if I could, if she'd let me.
They kind of... She let me. The name of it, though, is... It's not that it's pretentious.
Everything seasoning. It's everything.
But it's like they're trying... The hyperbole of we are everything seasoning.
Everything.
Are you everything?
The everything bagel. Minus
really?
The ketchup.
LJ's like, what sandwiches even call for ketchup? That's our point.
I know people
it
that put it
none.
On grilled cheese is the ketchup go-to. My wife dips her grilled cheese in ketchup.
No,
and every
you need
time
to leave
I
her.
Do that, I think about leaving her.
You should leave her.
Jeremy's sandwich, but horseradish sauce instead of mayo. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, horsey sauce is good. That's
good. A solid, solid move there. That's a solid sandwich move.
Fabian, I guess answering my question about how far have you gone for food, said White Castle Slider, 8,362 miles. God, where were you coming from?
Oh, geez.
Not that far away. Where were you, Antarctica? I mean, what the hell?
Ashley says, question, you say ketchup is for children? Yes, that's correct. Does that include with fries?
Yes,
because there's so many more dipping options for fries out there.
Yeah, you got to up your... What we're trying to say, Ashley, is up your game.
You should be dipping your fries into Chick-fil-A sauce is what you should
ketchup
do.
Ketchup is so pedestrian for anything. Get rid of the ketchup and get the Chick-fil-A sauce or something like that.
Honey mustard. Look at Ed coming in hot with this combination. Ed says peanut butter and salami. Don't knock it till you try it.
I would try that.
I would try it. I like my salami.
Absolutely would try it.
I feel like this is walking into an all-you-can-eat buffet music. I hear it's popcorn shrimp night. Hey, I got the gravy fountain fired up tonight.
Yeah, everybody's got their shoes on.
Got your overalls on. Carrying two plates back to your table.
I know that we can say that all you can eat is kind of a hick sounding kind of thing. However, I have participated, so I'm not.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like we've all been to buffets where you just
well,
go to
yeah.
town, you know?
I'm trying to put my finger on just like, okay. So, like, there's the buffet, like the Bellagio buffet out in Vegas that I've talked about. That is pretty wild.
Yeah.
Then you got the one that we were talking about yesterday on the show, where IHOP for the month is doing all-you-can-eat pancakes.
Right, yeah. They bring
it's
you out
kinda
two
hard
at
to,
a time. And then
it's kind of hard to bash that. I mean, because I would like to try and see how many I could do.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. We're like, we could each do 20, probably.
We think we could do 20.
Easily. It's funny the whole concept of the all you can eat or the buffet where like the main goal is to just go in and the end game is just to be sick by the time you leave, right?
Your
end game is to just feel like you're going to pop.
The next time I'm in town, I honestly think that we should set up a pancake off between you and me.
and see who can do the most.
That would be fun.
No puking allowed.
I'm not going to eat for like 2 days before because I'm trying to be super healthy right now. But
then there's the whole thing that shrinks your stomach and then you wouldn't be able to have as much.
Yeah, they say you switch to water. I've been reading this whole list of things, how to prepare for an all-you-can-eat buffet, and there's like a six-step process.
Oh, I've got to know what they are.
One is you eat a light breakfast or lunch before the buffet. So there's your stretching your stomach out. And then
light
the second thing
good.
Is drink plenty of water beforehand. So that there, too, is going to keep you feeling full and stretched out, I guess.
Okay,
But you pee it all out. I don't know. I don't get three. Avoid sugary sweets before the buffet. So I don't know if that's like a sugar spike or that'll make you feel less hungry. I'm not sure. Keep active throughout the day. So that's when you do your exercises and things like that. Go to your Zumba class. Take small portions of each dish, came in at number 5. And number 6 is don't eat too fast. Just savor it and enjoy it. And if the slower you eat, the more you're digesting. And then you can just keep packing it in, it sounds like.
I got to push back on number 6. I don't think that's right.
Don't eat too fast.
Because there's that whole thing about Thanksgiving. They say if you eat more slowly, that you start to feel full. Because you start to feel full. So if you hurry and slam it all in there, your brain isn't getting the full signal from your stomach.
You want to go Joey Chestnut on it and just
that's the name I'm looking for, the guy who does the hot dog.
Joey
thing, right?
Chestnut on it.
Yeah, I can understand 4 or 5 of those tips, but not the 6th one. But do we all feel like absolute slobs if we go to an all-you-can-eat?
Well, yes. I mean, you wear your stretchy pants, you wear your eating pants, and then when you leave, the internal monologue, if you're alone, is like, why did I do that to myself?
And if you're with
a special someone, you're like, why did we do that tonight?
And have you ever been to a buffet with someone, okay, and you get all excited? Like, okay, so I'm a big fan of breakfast buffets. That's why when people say, this restaurant has a Sunday brunch, I'm like, is it a brunch or is it a buffet? Because brunch, I got no use for, because that's just same as a regular breakfast.
Yeah,
you sit down,
breakfast.
You order something off a menu, they bring you a waffle, big deal. You could do that Monday through Friday. But a buffet, a breakfast buffet.
I'm eating 15 strips of bacon at that point.
Yeah, you go around all the different stations and you just, it's like the Broadmoors Sunday brunch is a buffet. Mm. And it is out of this world.
Scrambled eggs for days. Pretentious scrambled eggs.
Because there's like 100 stations of different things that you can get or whatever.
A lot of meat cutting.
Yeah. But have you ever been to a buffet like that where everyone's all excited and there's always one person in your group who goes and gets one small plate of stuff and then they're like, that's all for me.
It's my wife, pretty much.
And I'm like, well, you've got to be kidding me.
Straight for the salad section and she gets a big salad.
Leave her immediately.
Where I'm over here shoving biscuits and gravy down my gullet.
I almost wanted to ask the people at the Broadmoors buffet things, like, why do you even bother putting salad out? That's like an affront to people who are big buffet eaters. You should not even have salad in the room.
They say you should eat your salad last, though. I've known a couple actual chefs, and they say you should eat your salad last because it acts as a garbage disposal for your stomach.
Yeah, that's fine. Again, Monday through Friday, I don't care.
Eat all
when
the
I'm
crap,
eating,
but then finish with a salad at the
right,
buffet.
Right, when I'm eating healthy on a weekday, that's great. But if I'm going to some weekend buffet, get the salad the hell out of the room.
Get this out your mouth.
Don't we all poke fun at the people at Thanksgiving who load their plate up with salad with all of that stuff on the table? I'm going to have a bunch of salad first.
Who's bringing the salad this year? Who's going to bring the spinach salad? Yeah.
That's one of those things where I wonder
how
people would behave if no one was watching. I'm suspicious. I'm very suspicious of people. It's like the only reason they're getting all of that salad at Thanksgiving or at a buffet is because other people are there. If they were the last person on Earth and yet there was a buffet set up,
I guarantee
they ain't getting salad.
For as much crap as I'm talking about my wife eating her salads and everything, I have snuck into the kitchen before and I've seen her in the freezer with the lid off, the double chocolate fudge brownie swirl ice cream, and I have startled her because she's eating straight out the carton.
Right. She doesn't. Nobody's watching.
Well, she thinks she nobody's think. Around. You would have thought I caught her with another man the way she acted. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
God. Are you kidding? That's way better than another man. She doesn't need no stinking man. She's got the ice cream.
She's got brownie on the corner of her mouth.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Don't judge me.
I think that's the people who are getting the salad or at a buffet just going once.
Uh-huh.
It's just because there are witnesses to their gluttony.
I'm so healthy. And then at home, you're pounding down the Chips Ahoy double chocolate chunk cookies.
Shelly says, I haven't been to a buffet in 35 years. Well, Shelly, are you proud of that or are you sad? Which is it?
Go this weekend. What was her name? Shelly? Go
this weekend. Oh, she says, my husband refuses to go. Well, go without him. You don't need him.
Well, the
what
whole
is this thing that people can't go to restaurants by themselves?
You could go
leave
by
him
yourself,
at home,
yeah.
Say, I'm going to the buffet. I'll see your raggedy ass in about 2.5 hours.
I wonder
hours.
What his deal is with that, if it's the multiple people touching the spoons, you know, and or if it's just
I
gross.
Guess. You know what you do? You just bring a little thing, hand sanitizer, one of those little things in your purse or your pocket or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then after you go, you do hand sanitizer and then you're good.
Have at it. Brad says, my first job was at a buffet. We wanted people to start with the salad. Salad equals cheap equals filling.
Thank you. And then they don't have to put as much bacon and stuff out there.
Ugh, it's no way to live.